Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today, obviously, is Good Friday. Named good, not because of what has been done to Jesus, but what has been given to us who believe in him. Jesus' death on the cross conquers sin, death, and devil for the whole world. But only those to whom the Holy Spirit has granted the gift of faith will receive the eternal benefit of it. This is a day filled with sorrow. Filled with sorrow over our sin, our shame, over why Jesus had to die in the first place. Jesus did not die because he deserved it. Jesus did not die because he had somehow sinned and deserved that capital punishment. Jesus had lived a perfect, sinless life. He is God in the flesh. He is the Word by which the Father made the heaven and the earth. It is out of his love and his compassion for you and me and this tired, sick world that Jesus was born, and that he lived, and that he died. Jesus is our substitute. He takes on our sin, our shame, our death. If you would like to know what we deserve from God because of our sin and shame, in a few moments, that cross will be once again revealed. You will see the wrath of God poured out for sins. That cup Jesus took and drank down to its dregs. He suffered sin and shame, not of his own, but took ours upon himself. One of the favorite things I have from John's gospel is when Judas brings those guards to arrest him. I love how Jesus uses his divine name throughout John's gospel. The ego a me, the great I am statements. It caused the Jews to want to stone him to death when he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." When those who have come out to arrest him and bring him before Pilate that they might put him to death, they come out as against a robber, as against a thief, as against a Barabbas, an insurrectionist and a murderer. They come out, and instead of confronting them, he says, "Whom are you seeking?" They answer him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "Ego a me, I am." And when Jesus utters who he truly is, this Godhood in the flesh, what happens to those who have gathered with Judas? It says, when he said to them, "I am," they drew back and fell to the ground. That should have been enough. It should have been enough that when this man that they have come out to arrest did not fight them, did not call his guard against them, but uttered the divine name and they fall to the ground. It should have been enough. But God's will was not yet done. It was not yet completed. Jesus always had to go to the cross. Yes, we think about, had we been there, what we would have done to try to stop it. But ultimately, it had to happen. Jesus is Yahweh, Jehovah, the great I am, the Lord Adonai. Caiaphas had prophesied. The high priest had been given the word of the Lord, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And while he did not grasp the words that he uttered, The word comes through the mouth of a heretic, but the word is God's word and has the power to do it. Caiaphas is not the one who has designed that Jesus would die on that cross to forgive the sins of the world. He did not design that Jesus would be the Passover lamb. Why would we get rid of the Passover lambs? Look at how much money came into the church by selling lambs, that when those who had gathered that were poor brought their lambs and were inspected, that they were found to be with spot and blemish. But it's okay, because we have an inflated rate right here and right now for you. Buy today the Passover lamb for your house. Jesus had come to undo all of it. Jesus had cleared the temple of these charlatans. Jesus had come to be the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, just as his cousin had prophesied years before. Jesus dies for the sins of the people. He atones for our sins and theirs. Barabbas is an interesting fellow. We don't have a ton about him in the scriptures, but we do know that Bar Abba means son of the father in Aramaic. And we know that Barabbas was, in fact, an insurrectionist, a real one, one that led a real rebellion against Rome. And not only that, in that uprising, murder had happened, actual murder. Not just perceived by the media, but real murder happened in that insurrection. And Barabbas deserved to die for his part in it. But God had planned a substitute, a vicarious satisfaction and atonement, a substitutionary atonement. Barabbas deserved to go to the cross that day. But God had other plans. If you've known me long enough, you know that I prefer to sing hymns that are as old as I can find. Those truly are my joy. Because when you think about singing a hymn that our forefathers have sung for over 1,000 years, I mean, quite honestly, it is beautiful. There's a reason they have stood the test of time. At the same time, I need to admit that there is a newer song that I also truly do enjoy, and I'm going to share you some of the lyrics today. It's by a young man named Josiah Queen. They made me sit right there as I watched them beat that preacher man. 39 of all them lashes should have been on my own skin. How can it be? How can it be? I am Barabbas. You took upon my cross. I was a prisoner till you bought my bond with blood. And I can't run away from what my accusers say. Because I am Barabbas. I am Barabbas, your friend. I'll never understand the repercussions of my every sin. Is this love? Or is this hatred flowing out from bitterness? How can it be? But he looked at me, and I said, I am Barabbas. You took upon my cross. I was that prisoner till you bought my bond with blood. And I can't run away from what my accusers say, because I am Barabbas. Oh, I am Barabbas. I am Barabbas, your friend. Jesus is the substitute not just for Barabbas, but for sinners like me and sinners like you. It is the most beautiful thing in the world to watch as that disfigured life is gone from him. Because that is the purchase of us. Crucify him, crucify him. So angry and hate-filled by the devil they were. And Jesus went. He carried his cross until he could no longer carry it. Simon had to come and gather it for him. He spent 6 hours on that cross. The Father sent a darkness for those last 3 hours to cover His Son's sin and shame. Again, not His own sin, but the sin of the world. Covering Jesus. The Word by which the heaven and earth were made would be laid into the earth to rest, that Sabbath rest. Jesus, our King, our Lord, our God. Today is not a funeral for Jesus. Rather, we remember these things because we are cut to the heart because of what we have done and what we deserve. I want to share with you just a few words from Luther's sermon for this topic. He writes, "Firmly believe that His wounds and suffering are for your sins, so that He carries and pays for them. Isaiah says, 'God has laid on Him the iniquity of us all.' St. Peter writes, 'He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree.' St. Paul says, 'God made Him to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness that avails before God.'" You must rely on these and similar passages completely, and even more as your conscience torments you more severely. If you do not do this, but presume to quiet your conscience with your remorse and satisfactions, then you will never secure peace and must finally even despair. If we deal with our sins in our conscience, let them remain with us, and look at them in our hearts, then they are much too strong for us, and they live forever. But when we see that our sins lie on Christ, and He has overcome them through His resurrection, and we boldly believe this, then they are dead and come to nothing. They cannot remain on Christ. They are swallowed by His rising. And now you can see no wounds, no pains in Him, that is, no sign that sin still remains. You will never feel bad enough for your sins. You will never earn God's forgiveness for the depth of your own woe. But take heart, because Jesus has earned it for you. It is fitting to have remorse, to have repentance over your sins. But then it is fitting to lay them at the foot of the cross and to be reminded that it is finished, that your sin does not have the last say, that death does not have the last say, and that the devil will be eternally vanquished. Take heart, dear child of God. Jesus has died, yes, but Jesus is risen. The church sings, "Be thou my consolation when I must die, my shield. Remind me of thy passion when my last hour draws nigh. Mine eyes shall then behold thee, upon thy cross shall dwell. My heart by faith enfold thee, who dieth thus dies well." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.